I've been wanting to share a little update on Hope for Justice since the new year, really. But for one reason or another, I've not had the opportunity. So today's the day, and I've not noticed it's been put down as the sermon for the day. But I'm not going to do a sermon. I just wanted to really give you an update on Hope for Justice, what they've been doing, what they're up to, what we're doing as an Act for Justice group or an abolitionist group. And then also share how you guys can get involved this year again. It's exciting. Could be. So I recognise since the last time we probably talked about Hope for Justice, probably a few new faces here. So what is Hope for Justice? So Hope for Justice is an organisation which started probably 8-9 years ago. I got involved with it about 6-7 years ago, when I heard about human trafficking in the modern day, basically in this country and around the world, not just around the world, but like on our doorsteps, that this injustice, this crime, this evil is going on in our streets, in our towns, in our cities close by. And God really stirred my heart to get involved with the work of Hope for Justice. So Hope for Justice is an organisation based in Manchester, that's their headquarters. And when I first got involved with Hope for Justice, it was a relatively new and small organisation. And over the years, I and our group has seen it grow probably beyond our expectations, you know. It's been fantastic to see what God has really been doing there in our country and around the world. So your Hope for Justice in tackling human trafficking, the statistic of slaves in the world today is greater than ever before. There's apparently 36 million slaves at one time in the world. 36 million, which when you think about it is the equivalent to every other person in the UK, probably more than that, isn't it? Around the world, which is crazy. It's the fastest growing crime in the world, apparently. But there is another movement growing, isn't there? Okay, so Hope for Justice, just wanted to say that to give you a picture of how big the problem is. Hope for Justice investigates where these crimes are going on, because this crime is a hidden crime. None of us see it going on day to day, but it's everywhere. None of us see it happening. So we need investigators. The police don't have all the resources that they need from the government, because it's becoming more and more headline news, but they've not had the resources to investigate all these crimes. There's so many other things going on. So Hope for Justice will investigate where these reports of human trafficking are going on. And then they assist and aid and actually take part in rescuing these victims from their awful situations, horrific situations. And then they actually have a legal team as well, which will prosecute the criminals for the crimes that they've done, so they see justice come through. And then they oversee aftercare as well for these people who've gone such like horrific ordeals, the things that they've gone through, so they'll see the aftercare for them, make sure they get okay and get jobs. And often they come with all sorts of baggage, they've been forced to do all sorts of crimes and things like that, and they need to get those things sorted. And then the other thing they do is they train like NGOs and care workers and health workers to spot the signs of human trafficking. So that is basically in a nutshell what Hope for Justice does. So Hope for Justice is based in Manchester, but since it started, it's now based in Cambodia and the USA. We've seen it go national, and we've been doing charity work for them over the last few years. And Hope for Justice's mission in the UK is to see a hub in every region of the UK. The base is in Manchester, but see this hub is going to be a base for where rescue workers, care workers, investigators can base themselves in that region and then spread out in that and investigate and try and find these human traffickers and the people who've been trafficked. So they're trying to get a hub in every region of the country. In the first year, in 2012, that they had this vision, we saw Emma's hub open, and we took part in helping raise money to get that hub open. And in the first year of that opening, they rescued 104 victims of human trafficking. So in all you mathematicians, that's 2 a week. So 2 people average a week rescued. That was in their first year. And these people ranged from 1 year old to 58 years old. So the scope is massive. And then when we hear stories like that, and then we hear the news and the statistics, and we can feel completely helpless of what can we do about anything like that. We're not going to be able to go and rescue anyone. We can't find out who they are and where they are. What can we do? Well, there's lots we can do. And I'll use the example of William Wilberforce. William Wilberforce didn't feel helpless, and there was nothing that he could do. William Wilberforce stood up against this crime of the slave trade. But William Wilberforce couldn't do it by himself. It wasn't him alone. He inspired the nation to stand up and say no. It was only once the whole country came to Parliament and said, no, we agree, we don't want this to happen, we think it's wrong. William Wilberforce was the first abolitionist, and we want to stand on his shoulders today and follow up what he did. It's not just illegal, it's gone underground. We need to root it out. So we see ourselves as modern day abolitionists, our group. That's why we're called an abolitionist group. And with this statistic, 36 million people, you think, well, is God really bothered about this? It's massive, isn't it? 36 million people, why is God not doing more? You know, if God's a God of justice, why is this allowed to go on for so long? Why is it so big? And I have a vision of heaven and God's armies lined up, ready for battle in heaven, waiting to sort of tackle this problem, tackle this evil. But we just sit around and do nothing. And God's bothered. God wants to do something, but God wants to do something through us. And until we stand up and do something about it, God's armies are going to stay there until we pray and call his armies to the earth. And I envision every time our group meets and we pray that God says to that front line of the army, go. And things happen spiritually. And the more we pray and the more of us pray, I think more of heaven will be open to tackle it. And we've seen this happen. God's plan for us, for his church, for his people, is for us to fight, for us to stand up and for us to say no. And last year, loads of us did that. Loads of us stood up and marched as we walked for freedom, didn't we? From the ends of the earth was the title. We walked the equivalent of all the abolitionist groups in the country, walked the equivalent of the North Pole to the South Pole to say that we would say no and we would stand and we would march out against injustice. And it wasn't easy, was it? It was hard work. Ask Laura's feet. It was hard work. But now, today, because of that, because of what we did, because we decided to unite, to stand together and march out, the second hub was opened, Zoe's Hub. And so there's a little video here to update you on the works of Zoe's Hub. And that would not have happened unless we did what we did. You could quite easily say, well, if our church hadn't done it, then it probably would have still happened anyway. But if other churches and other people hadn't done it either, and that had escalated, then nothing would have happened. But because we played an important part of that, and we've got to see that it was important what we did to actually see this hub open. It wasn't insignificant. We played the part. So there's an investigator here just giving you an update of some of the works of the Zoe's Hub that's opened and what it's been up to. It's just a few minutes long. We'll play that. Go ahead. Like the investigator says, there we are, all part of the team. Not just the frontline investigators, all of us from the church to the abolitionist groups to the fundraisers to the investigators, the rescue workers, all part of a team, all needed. Like he says, let's get this sorted together. Our abolitionist group meets once a month on a Thursday, the second Thursday of the month. And you know, we just meet for an hour. It's about an hour. We usually meet and have a little chat, watch Hope News, and then we pray. And maybe have a little more chat and go home. That's it. That's all we do. But we've stopped saying that. We're just the six of us. We just sit and meet. And we've stopped saying that's all we do. Because we've come to learn and realise that we do a lot when we meet for that hour when we pray. when we just give up that 1 hour a month to pray. We've seen it go from people not hearing about it to be national news almost every week, to see it included in the Queen's speech. It's amazing some of the things that we have seen, how it's grown. And, you know, you'd be welcome to give up that hour a month and come and join us and just pray. You know, I have to admit, a lot of the time when I go, I'm knackered and can't be bothered. You know, but I always come away feeling like we've achieved something. It's always been worth our while. I've never come away and thought, we should have never done that. Every single time. So our group is awesome. And we pray big, bold, powerful prayers, and God answers. And I heard a story, Chris shared it with me, and I checked it out on the BBC about the fall of the Berlin Wall. The fall of the Berlin Wall. And did you know that the fall of the Berlin Wall started because of a small prayer group. Usually less than a dozen, sometimes a bit more. Met every Monday for years to pray. Just a prayer group praying. All they did, and then they went home. Once a week for years. And then on Monday the 9th of October 1989, this had escalated. So 70,000 people marched on the streets to protest against their injustice. Under the threat of, over these years, even the prayer groups that they met, under the threat of being arrested, being beaten, Even killed, even shot in this communist country. Yet, even with that risk and that fear, 70,000 people took the courage to march against what was wrong. And because of that, the next week, 120,000 people marched out. And then just over a week later, 300,000 people marched out. Because the fear was starting to drop, the momentum was starting to move, people were starting to recognize they were uniting and coming together. And then just over a week later, the Berlin Wall fell. Because people united together and marched against this injustice. And I read the story again this morning and I didn't realize there was a little video clip there. And I just wanted to play the video clip of these people marching together, uniting and chanting. Because of a prayer meeting. We can play that. Or because of a once a week prayer meeting. Coming, you know, that should encourage Lana and her prayer meeting that she started. Yeah. Now come and join our abolitionist group. Come, go and start praying, basically. You know, it's nice we go to Chris's and Chris makes me scones. She made me mince pies. I don't even like mince pies, and they were lovely. You know, there's no risk of being arrested. You're not going to get beaten up. You know, we're not going to be killed. You just got to give up an hour of your time to come and pray, and it makes a difference. And it makes a difference if you stand up and say no. If you join in, don't just leave it to everybody else, you. And maybe you don't feel like that's something you can do, but this year, we all have an opportunity to march. To march out again. First year it was cycling, wasn't it? We'd seen how many miles we could cycle. And then last year, it was walking. And this year... Now this year there's a little video launching of what we're going to do, so we're going to play that first, and then I'm going to talk about it a little bit. Another video. Pads out time, don't it? But yeah, we've got another opportunity to all unite together. And this is an opportunity for everybody to get involved. Every single person in this room, from the youngest, even Melody, to the oldest. Whoever that is. So yeah, let's watch this video. Our challenge, so it's pretty broad, 80 days, starting from 1st of May all the way through to the 19th of July. So it's about being creative. Now, our group is amazing, but we definitely need your help. After our last meeting, we were trying to come up with some ideas, but we realised we need the whole church to come up with ideas. Not this isn't going to be something we come up with the ideas and you get involved. This is going to be a bit more your responsibility for you to come up with ideas and come to us and say, this is what we want to do. And not this just to be within the church, but for you, for your skills, what you can do, what you feel you can challenge yourself with, and take that to your workplaces, take that to your friends, how you can get involved in any way that might be. But it's ideally covering some sort of distance in some way. But more importantly, fundraising, raising money, because that's what makes a difference. Even if they don't hit the 24,091 miles, it's the money that makes the difference. So even if it's anything that you think you can do to raise some money, that's our challenge. And it's really up to us now. So at the end of the service, come and speak to any of the Hope for Justice abolitionist group. In fact, can my abolitionist group come out, please? Come on, Karen. Yeah, you are. Karen is a part-timer, but she tries her best every week, month. This is the team. Come and speak to any of our team at the end. Ask them why they got involved with Hope for Justice. Ask them about it. Why are they bothered? Why are they standing up? Why are they giving up their 1 hour a month? It's not just for Christmas cakes. I want to pray in a minute, just briefly. But yeah, at the end of the service, I want you to come and speak to any of us and talk about your ideas, what you think you might be able to do, what you might be able to offer. I would rather us all think, how are we going to do all these things in the next 80 days? And everybody giving us loads of ideas, then nobody. Yeah, it would be better to have that problem, wouldn't it? Because all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men and women to do nothing. So let's get involved. That's my launch. So I'll just briefly pray. That's okay. And if anyone else wants to pray, you can, I'll let you. Father God, I just thank you that you are a God of love and that you are a God of justice. And Lord, I thank you that you do not want to see this go on anymore. Father God, and you have called us to stand against this injustice. And Lord, we just stand here this morning and just offer ourselves our loaves and fishes. And so God said, you know, do what you can with that. And Lord God, so I just pray that you just bless us individually, bless us as a group, corporately, Lord God, and really raise our expectations again of what you want to do through us as a group, as a church, and just get a real vision and a grasp of what your heart is, what you see, Lord God, not just our limited vision, how we see realistically what things can happen, but Lord God, ideally what you think, what you would like to see happen, Lord God, give us a bit more of that, give us a dose of that, and Lord God, I just pray you equip us and empower us and increase our creativity of ways that we can get involved in this challenge, Lord God, and have fun doing it, Lord God, that we can just have a laugh, you know, because we have got that freedom in our daily lives, Lord God, to worship you, to come together. We're not going to get arrested, beaten up, you know. So I pray that we can just take that liberty of freedom to and use it well, Lord God, that we will just cut off laziness and apathy and just not botheredness. You know, and Lord, I just pray that we get stirred up and get passionate about this evil and this injustice, and we can all move as one and raise a whole load of money. And we just thank you, Lord, for the people that you're going to rescue because of this. Those people who are in slavery right now, Lord God, we thank you already in advance for those people that you're going to rescue, Lord God, and just bless them right now. In Jesus' name.